Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Dad, could I ask you something?
Oh, sure, Wally. You want to come in or you want to shout it to me from out in the hall?
Oh, well, I guess I could come in. Hey, Dad, if I went somewhere where I needed $3, would you let me have it?
$3?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I'm going or anything, but if I did go, I'd like to know if you'd let me have the money, sort of.
Well, Wally, don't you think you should take care of it out of your allowance?
Well, I sort of already spent that.
Well, I sort of might let you have the money. But may I ask what this vague thing is you don't plan to go to?
Well, the sophomores are having the spring dance Saturday night, and it costs $3 a couple.
Oh, you're going to take a young lady, huh?
Well, sure, Dad. A couple's got to be a young lady and a fella.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Ollie, even though you've spent your allowance, I think I might invest $3 in your social progress. Want me to drive you and your date to the dance?
Well, gee, Dad, don't go making a lot of plans, because I might chicken out. I haven't invited anybody yet.
I haven't invited anyone where?
Oh, it's nothing, Mom.
Wally's planning to go to the sophomore dance Saturday.
Well, Wally, that's wonderful. He can wear your new suit, one of your father's ties. And if you want, you could have some of your friends over before the dance.
Well, gee, all I said is I might go to the dance. All of a sudden, you guys got my whole life planned for me.
Well, we just want to make it nice for you in case you do go. Go where?
Wally's going to the sophomore dance.
Gee, Wally, I thought you said you wouldn't be caught dead at a creepy thing like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but all of a sudden, everything got away from me.
Well, now, Wally, it's entirely up to you whether or not you go.
Yeah, well, I might go and I might not. I don't know yet.
He doesn't sound as though he wants to go at all.
Sure he wants to go. He just doesn't want us to know he wants to go.
No, that's not it. The girl asked Wally. He doesn't want to go with her. And he's afraid the girl he wants to ask won't go with him.
Well, you certainly know a lot about it.
Oh, sure. I could tell you a whole lot of junk about Wally if I wanted to.
Three chances to ask her already. What's the matter?
There's no rush, Eddie. She just had a big fight with Roger Clark, and they busted up. The thing to do is to move in, take advantage of it before they make up. You think it'll work?
Sure. That's the way my pop picks up houses, Chief. Watches the divorce notices in the paper, then calls the people up.
I don't know if I want to go to that dance or not.
What, are you afraid to ask her?
Well, no, I'm not afraid.
I'd ask for myself if I hadn't promised Judy to ask her. Hey, here they come, man. Pull up your flaps and take off.
Cut it out, Eddie. I'm going to talk to her when she's alone.
Okay. I'll take care of Judy.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Amaya.
Hi, Judy.
Hey, Judy, could I talk to you alone for a minute about that homework assignment?
I guess so, Eddie.
Be right back.
Oh, what did you get on the exam?
A B+.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it wasn't very hard.
Nah. I missed the third question.
Oh?
You want to go to the dance?
What?
Well, you want to go to the dance with me?
The dance Saturday? Wally, I'd love to.
You would?
Uh-huh. I said I would.
Well, yeah, but, you can think it over if you want to.
There's nothing to think over.
Oh, well, great then. It's a date, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks.
That's okay.
Yeah.
How'd you do, man?
Okay, I'm all set.
There, you see? Once you get the hang of talking to girls, it's not so tough, is it?
Did you ask Judy to go to the dance?
Well, like you say, there's no rush.
3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Boy, Wally, you sure look silly.
Well, look, I'm just doing it to limber up and get in shape. I don't want to go to that dance Saturday night with Myra and get a Charlie horse. 1. Hey, come on, you want to try dancing with me?
I'm tired. I'm going to sit this one out.
Come on, Beeb. Quit acting like a kid brother. Hey, look, you want to look at her picture in the school yearbook?
What for? I know what girls look like.
Well, sure, but look. She's the neatest looking girl in the whole class.
How come she's got that funny look on her face?
Well, she's just looking glamorous.
Oh. I thought maybe your stomach hurt her or something.
It's just the way girls look glamorous.
Hey, after the dance, you gonna kiss her?
Who knows?
If she's got a cold, you'll catch it.
What are you all of a sudden, the doctor?
Wally, telephone.
Okay, Dad.
I think it's Myra.
Oh, what's she sound like?
Like her picture.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hello? Oh, hi. Just a second, okay? Can I be excused, Mom? Dad?
Certainly, son. June, come on the den with me, will you, honey? I have a couple of bills I want you to look over.
Hello?
Wally, I just wanted to check on the dance Saturday night. You have a car, don't you?
Well, no, my father will take us. I don't have a license. I'm only 14.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You're so much younger than Roger.
Yeah, well, my father will take us there and back. He won't stick around or anything.
It's all right, Wally. Oh, by the way, I thought you might like to know. I'm wearing a lavender dress.
Oh, well, swell, I'm wearing a blue suit.
Well, Wally, I'm chairman of the dance committee, and, well, my mother thought it would be nice if I wore an orchid. How do you feel about orchids?
Oh, I feel all right about orchids.
Oh, you're sweet, Wally. Oh, now, don't forget to call me and tell me the color.
Yeah, sure. Well, so long. Boy, an orchid.
You with the phone, Wally?
Oh, yeah, Mom. I'm all finished.
Something wrong, son?
Oh, no, Dad. Myra just called up about flowers and junk.
Oh, yes, Wally. You should get her a nice corsage, a gardenia or something.
Yeah, well, I was kind of thinking about the money.
Well, Wally, I gave you the money for the tickets. I certainly think you should take care of the flowers out of your allowance.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Dad.
Hello, boys.
We just kind of like to look around.
Fine. I'll be with you in a minute.
Hey, Wally. How much money you got?
Well, I got a dollar left over from this week's allowance at home, and Eddie's going to pay me back what he owes me. I just got to find out how much more I'm going to need.
Boy, I never saw so many flowers in one place before without somebody being dead.
There. Now, what can I do for you two gentlemen?
Well, I need a corsage for a girl for Saturday night. Do you have any orchids?
Orchids?
Well.
Hey, Wally, get fresh ones. Don't ever see any frozen ones.
Well, they just keep them on ice so they won't get rotten.
There. White ones are nice. Purple ones are pretty, too.
Well, which one costs less?
They're exactly the same. $7.50.
Do you got any old orchids?
Old orchids?
Yeah, like to have day-old donuts in the bakery for half price.
No, I'm afraid not. Don't you think that a gardenia would be just as acceptable?
No, it's kind of got to be an orchid. Well, thanks anyway. I might be back before the dance. I was just sort of pricing them today.
Well, that's all right.
Wally, what are you going to do?
Boy, I don't know, Beef.
Well, maybe you should go to Dad. He's always saying we should come to him when we got problems.
Well, I don't know, Beef. I think he means stuff like quitting school or running away. Start whining around about a crummy old orchid, he's liable to blow his top.
Oh, come on in, Wally.
Hey, Dad. Could I talk to you for a minute? It's about the dance.
Oh, sure. Your mother and I told you we'd be happy to cooperate in any way.
Yeah. Well, would you be happy to cooperate to the extent of another $7.50?
$7.50? Well, Wally, I gave you $3 and you have your allowance. What in the world do you need another $7.50 for?
Well, this Myra is sort of chairman of the dance committee and, well, her mother thinks she should wear an orchid.
Oh, she does. Well, if you ask me, that's a great deal for any girl to expect from a high school sophomore.
Well, sure, Dad, I think so, too, but... Well, this Myra's used to going out with senior guys and everything, and I don't have a car, and you're going to have to drive us back and forth, and... Well, at least if I could get her an orchid, that might take the curse off me.
Now, look, Wally, you've always been a pretty level-headed boy. Don't lose your sense of values over this girl. You just tell her you're sending her a nice gardenia corsage. And if she doesn't like it, she can get herself another date.
Well, but gee, Dad, all the guys know I'm taking her out, and... Well, I just started going out with girls, and... Well, I don't know if I can tell one off yet.
Well, if you ask me, Wally, this Myra sounds like a real good one to start learning on.
But gee, Dad, I...
Another thing, Wally, you've got to start having a little respect for money. I certainly never had any $10 to take a girl out with when I was your age.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Dad.
Well, Wally, you been talking to your father about the dance?
Gee, Mom, don't even mention that crummy old dance to me.
What'd you say to Wally? He says he doesn't want to go to the dance at all now.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't want to go unless I give him $7.50 to buy Myra an orchid.
She expects an orchid?
That's right. Somehow it's supposed to cancel out the disgrace of having his father drive him.
Well, dear, don't you think we could stretch a point and get it for him? She is a very pretty girl, and he probably just wants to make the gallant gesture.
Well, that's fine, but at his age, I think he'd better learn to make it with gardenias.
Hey, Larry, how come we got off early today?
Darn it, some kind of anniversary for Mrs. Rayburn.
They gave her a big lunch over at the hotel.
A lot of other principals are going to be there.
What kind of anniversary is it?
I think because she's been in the teacher business for 25 years or something.
Boy, that's a long time to wait for a free lunch.
Yeah. Hey, you want to mess around?
Nah. I got to go home and help my brother Wally Wood.
What are you talking about, Steve?
He got messed up to take a girl to a dance and he doesn't have any money to buy flowers.
Yeah, I know how it is.
Before my brother married his wife, she was always asking him for flowers and candy and movies and taxi cabs and stuff. You know, I'll bet he spent $1 million on her.
Does he still buy her stuff now?
No, now he just tells her to shut up.
Good afternoon, boys.
Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Rayburn.
Happy anniversary, Mrs. Rayburn.
Well, thank you very much, Theodore.
Hey, Larry, wasn't that an orchid she was wearing?
Yeah. I guess I'd probably sew it in with a free lunch.
What do you suppose people do with orchids when they're through with them?
I don't know. Guess I just probably thought I was a garbage or something.
You know, Larry, I think I want to hang around Mrs. Rayburn and talk to her.
Gee, no kid ever talked to a principal on purpose.
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna.
Okay. I'll see you, Beef.
See you, Larry.
Hi there.
Hi.
Everybody home?
Wally is, but not the Beaver. Dear. Dear, it's Wednesday and the dance is Saturday night. Don't you think we could stretch a point and make
it? No, dear. Now, I gave him the money for the tickets, and he has a very generous allowance. I am not going to give him $7 to buy an orchid. Anyway, this girl should accept Wally the way he is, or not at all.
Oh, but Ward...
After all, the Cleaver charm was good enough for you.
Yes, well, maybe the standards weren't as high in those days.
It was very nice of you to drop in here and congratulate me on my anniversary.
Oh, that's okay, Mrs. Rayburn.
Is there something else?
Well, yes, ma'am. Could I buy your orchid? Well, give me 25 cents for it.
Well, I don't quite understand. Would you like my orchid for your mother?
No, ma'am, for my brother.
Well, now, I'm sure you're being very thoughtful, but I don't think your brother would appreciate an orchid.
Oh, it's not for him. It's for a girl he's taking to a dance on Saturday night. He doesn't want her to think he's a creep.
Creep?
Oh, it's not a bad word. It just means a goofy guy. He doesn't have $7.50.
Well, I think I understand how your brother feels. And I believe I understand how the girl feels, too.
You do?
Yes, I used to go to dances when I was a girl. I remember wondering what kind of flowers the boy was going to bring me, what dress I was going to wear, and what he was going to be like.
Gee, I thought you spent your whole life just yelling at kids.
No, Beaver, not my whole life.
Well, I didn't mean yelling at them. I just meant making them be good.
Well, now here, you take these and you give them to your brother with my compliments.
Don't you want the 25 cents?
No, Theodore. And I suggest that you keep that in a nice, cool place until Saturday night.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I won't let it get rotten.
Jed, sure is a beauty.
Yeah.
Boy, Beaver, you're a lifesaver.
Oh, that's okay. Are you going to tell Mom and Dad about you having an orchid?
Nah, there's no use telling them. I just stick it behind this lettuce and carrots and junk.
I hope nobody eats it.
It still looks pretty good.
Yeah. But it's beginning to smell like salami.
Yeah, let me put it in some wax paper. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just saying the salami smells like an orchid.
Oh, gee, Beaver, looks crummy.
Maybe you could yank the batteries off?
Yeah.
Maybe you could paste them back on.
Nah, as soon as Myra started dancing, he'd just fall off again.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Can I ask you something?
What is it, Beaver?
Would it be wrong if Wally told somebody a lie?
Well, of course it would.
Would it be less wrong if I told a lie for Wally?
Well, Beaver, it'd still be a lie.
Oh. Would it mean I wouldn't go to heaven?
Well, I guess that would depend.
Then I guess I'd better not take the chance.
Beaver, come here. What's this all about?
Wally wanted me to call up that girl and tell her he's sick and can't go to the dance on a guy he doesn't have an orchid for.
But he can't do that. It's a Saturday afternoon. The dance is tonight.
I know. He had an orchid, but it fell apart in the icebox.
It fell apart in the icebox?
Yeah, I got it from Mrs. Rayburn, but the leaves rotted off.
Oh, I see. Look, Beaver, your father's going to be home soon. Now, you go on outside and play, and don't say anything to Wally.
Mom, are you going to make everything all right?
I'm certainly going to try.
Gee, Mom, you're neato.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Dad. I'm going to go outside and play. Mom wants to talk to you.
How dare I pick these gardenias up for Wally on the way home from the club?
Ward, I want you to take those back to the florist and exchange them for an orchid.
June, I thought we settled all this days ago, and I assumed Wally'd been taking it sensibly. Certainly hadn't seemed to bother me.
Well, that's another story. And really, Ward, I don't see how it would do any harm. Not this one time, anyway.
I'm sorry, dear, but I really feel pretty definite about this. It's perfectly ridiculous for a 14-year-old boy to have to take an orchid to a 14-year-old girl. When I think what I was making when we were married, it's preposterous.
Dear, come here. You heard of Crest Duck? Well, this is pressed orchid. Belly gave it to me when I was 16 years old.
Well, that's a nice try, dear. But just because some crazy boy gave you an orchid when you were 16 is absolutely no justification for... Me? Oh, yeah. I think I remember. In fact, I even remember what I went through to get it.
I had to sell my stamp collection. But, dear, the difference is you didn't ask for an orchid.
That's because I wasn't the prettiest girl in the class and the chairman of the dance committee.
You know, I guess I forgot for a minute what it feels like to be Wally's age. What color?
Well, her dress is lavender.
I gave her a white one. You tell Wally I'll be right back.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! He's coming! He's coming!
Well, I'm all ready.
Okay, son.
You know, Mom, you did a real neat job of making things all right.
Thank you, Beaver. He must be home.
Well, the Barker said they'd bring him home. I thought it'd be earlier.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, how was the dance?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Just all right?
Yeah, Dad, just all right.
Did you enjoy being with Myra?
I don't know.
Did your orchid look nice on her?
Well, I didn't get to see it too much. Most of the time she was dancing with other guys, you know, seniors and stuff. Boy, all those guys messing up my orchid. Well, I think I'll go to bed now. Oh, hey, Dad, thanks a lot for the orchid. That was real neat of you.
Good night, son.
Night, Wally. I guess it wasn't worth all the worry and expense, was it?
Well, I don't know. I think it was, because I think now Wally realizes it wasn't worth it.
Next, the longest-running drama in the history of television, the legendary Gunsmoke, right here on TV Land.